Savitri, from the bottom of page 221 to the bottom of page 223. There, good, a faithless gardener of God, watered with virtue the world's upas tree, and, careful of the outward work and act, engrafted his hypocrite blooms on native ill. All high things served their nether opposite. The forms of gods sustained a demon cult. Heaven's face became a mask and snare of hell. There in the heart of vain phenomenon, in an enormous action's writhen core, he saw a shape illimitable and vague, sitting on death who swallows all things born. A chill, fixed face with dire and motionless eyes, her dreadful trident in her shadowy hand, outstretched, she pierced all creatures with one fate. When nothing was, save matter without soul, and a spiritless hollow was the heart of time, then life first touched the insensible abyss. Awaking the stark void to hope and grief, her pallid beam smote the unfathomed night in which God hid himself from his own view. In all things she sought their slumbering mystic truth, the unspoken word that inspires unconscious forms. She groped in his deeps for an invisible law, fumbled in the dim subconscient for his mind, and strove to find a way for spirit to be. But from the night another answer came. A seed was in that nether matrix cast, a dumb, unprobed husk of perverted truth, a cell of an insentient infinite, a monstrous birth prepared its cosmic form in nature's titan embryo, ignorance. Then, in a fatal and stupendous hour, something that sprang from the stark inconscient sleep, unwillingly begotten by the mute void, lifted its ominous head against the stars, overshadowing earth with its huge body of doom. It chilled the heavens with the menace of a face. A nameless power, a shadowy will, arose, immense and alien to our universe. In the inconceivable purpose none can gauge, a vast non-being robed itself with shape, the boundless nescience of the unconscious depths, covered eternity with nothingness. A seeking mind replaced the seeing soul. Life grew into a huge and hungry death. The spirit's bliss was changed to cosmic pain. Assuring God's self-cowled neutrality, a mighty opposition conquered space, a sovereign ruling falsehood, death and grief. It pressed its fierce hegemony on the earth, disharmonizing the original style of the architecture of her fate's design. It falsified the primal cosmic will, and bound to struggle and dread vicissitudes the long, slow process of the patient power. Implanting error in the stuff of things, it made an ignorance of the all-wise law. It baffled the sure touch of life's hid sense, kept dumb the intuitive guide in matter's sleep, deformed the insect's instinct and the brute's, disfigured man's thought-born humanity. A shadow fell across the simple ray. Obscured was the truth light in the cavern heart that burns unwitnessed in the altar crypt behind the still velamen's secrecy, companioning the godhead of the shrine. Thus was the dire antagonist energy born, who mimes the eternal mother's mighty shape and mocks her luminous infinity with a gray, distorted silhouette in the night.